5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for joining me on your new favorite show. It's your boy Roy on SRQ Talk, and it starts right now.
Yay! Oh, thank you.
Yes, sir. Welcome to another edition of the SRQ Talk Show with your boy Roy, where for 1 hour a day, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, we broadcast live. And just like we're doing today from the gorgeous Sarasota, Florida / Siesta Key, it's your boy Roy. You got it locked in and tuned in to our little Friday show. We started at the top of the week, we started season 2 of the SRQ Talk Show. This is episode 4, September 24th, 2020, Little Friday. Most of you know it as Thursday. Welcome, everybody. How is everybody doing? I hope everybody's okay. I like to say we have a lot on the board today, so I can't spend too much of the show bragging about our off-the-chain numbers. Like to welcome everybody in all across the nation, internationally as well. Let's start out by saying hello to our number one country that opted into the SRQ Talk Show. Hello to the Irish community out there in Ireland, where your boy Roy's over 3% internationally, along with my hooligans out there that have doubted my show's listeners as Roy's Rowdy Rebels, baby. England is a huge part of the show here. And let me see what else. We'd like to say hello as well to, better late than never, there's no border control, there's no wall here, Mexico. Buena tarde to my great people out there in the cartel in Mexico, followed by Germany, ally of this great USA, ally of the SRQ Talk Show, Germany. How are you in the Middle Eastern community? Has embraced the show. We're getting some run out of the country of Turkey's dialed it in. And our international city that rounds out our World Cup team here is the Netherlands, baby. They're not going to be left out. Netherlands people are beautiful. Thank you for joining the show. And of course, 50% of my crowd, Florida, Fort Myers, Northport, Sarasota, Lauderdale, Lakeland, St. Pete, and, of course, Bradenton. Numbers any better? Yep. Numbers are horrible for Bradenton, but we're not here to brag about our show. We have a lot to get to here. Thank you for joining us to today's show, brought to you by the Frog Hop, Siesta Key's very own free get up and go. If you are visiting the beautiful Siesta Key that has been voted America's number one beach for 2020, you don't rent a car, man, in the village. You're in the village. You're on an island. You're in the Siesta Key Island, number one beach in America. And how are you going to hop around? You're gonna contact the Siesta Key Frog Hop at area code 844-FROG-HOP. That's 844-376-4467 for additional information. Just go to their Facebook page at facebook.com/ the Siesta Key Frog Hop. There you go. Siesta Key at Siesta Key Frog Hop there. 844 Frog Hop. That's how you go. It is a free ride, but please don't be an embarrassment. Tip the driver, okay? These drivers depend on their tips, and they're going to hop you around nice and safe in their trolley-like vehicles here. There you go. Siesta Key Frog Hop, sponsor of the show. We like for the audience to interact with us. I've been telling you to drop me an email at srqtalk@gmail.com or use a really cool feature there. By leaving us a voicemail, we'll make you SRQ Talk famous if voicemails any good, whether it's negative or positive. If you love us or hate us, like like the plague, you could go ahead and leave a message. And if it's good enough, I'm going to make you SRQ Talk famous by playing it live on the air. That's going to basically our website, srqtalk.com, hitting the message button, and you start recording. Try to keep it under 60 seconds so you don't get cut off here. Great show yesterday. Great week. Season 2, episode 4. Let's get the ball rolling. We told you yesterday about that horrible breaking news. The deputies were investigating a shooting that happened at the Walmart on State Road 64 there, which is exit 220 off of I-75. Deputies in Manatee County Sheriff's Office are investigating a shooting. And the incident took place around 9 p.m. on Tuesday night, just like we reported yesterday. Deputies say an armed suspect attempted to rob the store and then shot the store manager. What a scumbag. Like, you really need to shoot a store manager at Walmart? That's what we're dealing with here. And according to deputies, the store manager is now in stable condition, which is fine. It looks like that he'll recover there. But still, it doesn't mean that, under this pandemic life, you just gave that guy another thing to worry about. You pig. I can't wait till they catch you. They are searching for the shooter right now. So, hey, anybody in the State Roads 864 area, watch out. There's some robber of Walmart and some shooter of managers at Walmart walking around. Okay, so if you're packing, lock it up. And if you're not, just be aware and just be aware of your surroundings, because if they're starting to rob places in East Bradenton, the nicest part of that damn forsaken town that doesn't want to give me any audience at all, and good for them. Keep them at the bottom. They like to be at the bottom. They're at the bottom of the SRQ ratings, and it's a shame. And not SRQ. I mean, the show's named SRQ, Sarasota/Bradenton's airport code. Bradenton, garbage, just like the people here say you are. And Sarasota off the chain at over 19%, taking sole possession of second place there. But there's really no further information or available at this time. I just wanted, just because we were going to update the story, we like to update these stories, but I guess we're going to have to wait for another day. And what is everybody up in arms about today and all pissed off and all? Is two officers shot in Louisville's protest over Breonna Taylor's charging decision. A grand jury didn't charge any of the officers with killing Miss Taylor in her apartment, prompting protest nationwide. A former detective was indicted on 3 counts of wanton in endangerment. Okay. And you know what? I have a timeline of everything that happened in this Breonna Taylor. And I usually tell you to tune into something else, because I mean, you could go, to CNN, and you could go to all those Drek. I'm sure it's on 24/7 how Breonna Taylor didn't get justice. Okay. I have a whole timeline here to go through, and I'm going to dedicate time to this story. Okay, because it is, it's obviously a big story. Why? Because the damn media wants it to be, okay? They don't tell, I still haven't heard anything on that little 5-year-old kid that got a shot in the front of his lawn riding his bicycle. How is the justice for him? So we're going to go ahead, timeline inside the investigation of Breonna Taylor, baby. Killing and its aftermath, okay, is what we're going to go through on the first part of the show here. Usually our second part is the SRQ talk show. We only get 1 hour. We break it up into 2 30-minute segments here. So we tried to update you on the Walmart situation there on State Road 64. We like to bring Bradenton and Sarasota to the front of the line on any news. Obviously, I just told you I want to get through the timeline of Breonna Taylor. We are going to dedicate half of the first half of the show, a quarter of all our show, just to that case, just to break it down, just to bring you up to date. But guess what we're doing now? COVID-19. Yep, the COVID-19 numbers. Yep, my audience loves the numbers that I give them here as far as the COVID numbers. So guess what? That's what Roy's going to do. Fort Myers wants to know the COVID numbers. Northport, Sarasota, even Palmetto, baby. My only representative that's worth talking about it in the whole damn, that county of Manatee that doesn't want to listen to the show. Okay, Palmetto tunes in every time. All right, so let's give you your little COVID-19 numbers here. And Florida DOH reports, 2,618 new COVID-19 cases of positivity rate fell back below 5%. I'm telling you, the positivity rate is what they're obsessed about these days. They don't want it to go over 5%. Right now, it fell back to 5% as the state reported 693,040 confirmed cases of the novel coronavirus. How many death over 13,663 Floridians and 166 non-residents have died since March of this dreadful disease and not disease, of this epidemic of this virus. It's an increase of 177 deaths since Wednesday's report, which that's 177 deaths in the whole state. That's kind of a high number. We're usually under 100. That's a lot of deaths there. Here are the latest for the Sun Coast, which we like to report because obviously the show is named SRQ Talk. And even though Sarasota County has stepped up to over 19% listenership on the show, you know who hasn't. Yep, Manatee, Bradenton especially. Horrible. Not Palmetto, though, so this is what I'm doing it for. Total cases of the cooties in Manatee County, 11,352. There you go, Manatee, in the 11,000 club, and it's not the Mile High Club, okay? It's 11,352 confirmed cases of the cooties. You're not so far back, Sarasota, before you start thinking you're all badass. Let me see if you've made the 8,000 club. Because I know you were knocking on the door. And there you go. There you go. Sarasota County is the new member of the 8,000 Cootie Club with 8,009 residents. You were past it by 9 just in case you were just going to come under. You wanted to make sure. That's it, baby. 8,009 cases. Finally made the 8,000 rate. You see what I'm saying, Sarasota? So you're not so much better than Manatee County, okay? 11,352 for Manatee, 8,000. I'm not hating, okay? Don't get me twisted. I'm not hating. Whatever. You know, yeah, because people are going to hate. Oh, no, these are just facts, man. This is what your little laboratories are reporting. These are the numbers that your boy Roy here on the SRQ Talk Show have to go by. There you go. Don't hate Sarasota. Hate yourself. 8,009 cases. There you go. Horrible, man. You think I like to report these things, but like I said, you know, your boy Roy only gets an hour show here and I got to put the pedal to the metal here. I don't even have time to brag about my numbers like I love to do because we got to get it going, man. I got a lot of news here for you. I wanted to update you on your damn COVID-19 numbers. And I want to, for the next, at least half the first half of the show, and we're already halfway through. You know why? Because this is new, fresh, local and worldwide, podcast. Fresh, not your fake dreck that you're used to, okay? Not your little scripted show that you're used to. This is right off the cuff. Why? Because I'm Mac, that's why. And we're already almost 15 minutes in because time flies with your boy Roy here. Obviously, you're having no problem finding the show because our numbers are off the chain. But let me remind you that we do broadcast live not only from Sarasota but from the Anchor Podcast dashboard. We also have Breaker Radio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, SoundCloud, CastBox. You want me to go on and on? Come on, baby. Your boy Roy is blowing up. He can be found anywhere. And if you're just a Google person, Yahoo, Bing, you're an old fart and likes to go to AOL, go ahead and put in the search bar there, SRQ Talk Show, and you're going to see your boy Roy there, top one or three. I'm going to dominate that page. Absolutely. We have a Twitter handle. You want to go catch us on Twitter and follow us at SRQ Talk Show. There you go. That's our Twitter handle. go ahead and give us a like, give us a punch, do something, drop an email to us, srqtalk@gmail.com, or leave us a voicemail. Be interactive, damn it. srqtalk.com, that's our website there. Hit the message. And if you're in Siesta Key, I already told you, jump on the frog hop, man. What are you doing going to that damn trolley? It's free for a reason. Here, just tip the driver a couple of times. Give them a call, 844-FROG-HOP. Can't be any easier. And for you that don't know how to figure that out, you little millennials that are at 17%, I hear you out there, you little closet listeners. Don't want to interact with the show. It's 844-376-4467. Put it in your contact. If you're stuck on Siesta Key, it's because you want to be. That's a free ride. Don't take it literally. Tip the driver, for damn sake. There you go. We're all amped up, man. Let me see. What else do I want to get before we get to the Breonna Taylor that people are obsessed about? There you go. We did your little COVID numbers, 2,618. What's more alarming than anything is that damn 177 people dead. Are you kidding me? That's alarming, man. That's something to keep our minds on. Let me see. This was a story that was kind of weird. A man survives Hurricane Sally in a sailboat. Let me just really quickly read that. That comes by Ware Staff, the Suncoast. But let me see, because I like to always give credit to where I'm hearing this there. Ware Staff, by the Ware Staff, I guess. All right, Ware Staff, lock it up, man. Out of Pensacola, a Florida man says he feared for his life when his sailboat was caught up by a Hurricane Sally. He encourages everyone to evacuate for the next storm, saying he'll never again attempt to ride out the storm. Come on, man. Stop being a little cat. Yeah, come on. Really? Don't be a WAP, man. All right. So on the Saturday before the storm experience, Captain Robert Faulkner, and this guy does look like a captain. He looks like all amped up, man. Robert Faulkner and his shipmate anchored their sailboat. Moby is called. I like that name, sir. Moby's a great name for a boat. Onto the shore of Fort McCree. That's over by the panhandle there. The plan was to ride out the storm just as Faulkner had Hurricane Ivan 16 years ago. So the guy thought he was Mac Daddy because of Ivan. Ivan was nothing, buddy. But as the hurricane shifted, they were right in Sally's path, man. Tuesday night, the winds were really quite strong. And at about 3:30 a.m. in the morning, the anchors let go. Faulkner said the boat started moving everywhere, man. Panic started, creating panic here. And Faulkner realized it was now in the big lagoon. He tried to steer the boat, but with his hands. But the winds were just too much for the man. He couldn't do it. He couldn't see the front of him. He quotes, "I couldn't see the other boats in the anchorage. You couldn't see anything. The rain was a horizontal," Faulkner said. "You really aren't afraid. You just are very engaged and alive, and you fear for your life." Of course, man. He thought, game over. Faulkner and his shipmate had to stay at the boat until it reached shore. So they had to stay in it until they floated back to shore and stopped moving. Before he knew it, he had gone over the SeaWorld and washed up between two homes off Big Lagoon. That's when Faulkner jumped off the boat and ran to safety. He quotes, "At the time I was jumping, I really thought about it then. It was like explanation point at the end of the crazy experience," he said. Now he says he doesn't think he will ever attempt to ride out a storm again. The newscasts tell you that you need to evacuate. You need to get out of the way of a hurricane. You should, because the power is just unbelievable when you're in that middle of it. And it's really something, he said. Faulkner says he'll either need to get a crane to remove his sailboat from the property or cut it apart, he says. He'd prefer the former, because the boat only suffered minor damages and he has had it for 20 years. So there you go, Faulkner. We're glad you survived, baby. And more than anything out of that story, sounds like the man learned his lesson, man. A Florida man survived Sally on a sailboat. There we go. Wanted to get that in there. This is exhausting, man. Do I really have to talk about the Breonna Taylor, man, incident? Everybody else is talking about it. I just wanted to give you a timeline, man, because this timeline is really long. So I don't even know if I'm going to get into it, man. I will tell you this, though. The owners of a DeSoto Square Mall, because, again, this is Sarasota Manatee County news, so we bring them up to the front of the line. Doesn't happen all the time, but today they have a lot of news. Owners of the DeSoto Square Mall file for bankruptcy. Yeah, goodbye. I mean, really? I mean, I'm surprised it lasted this long. The owners of the DeSoto Square Mall have filed for bankruptcy. The paperwork was submitted by the owners, DeSoto Owners LLC, to the clerk of courts on Tuesday. The bankruptcy filing prevented a foreclosure auction from taking place on Wednesday. The mortgage company had sued the owners for payments that had not been paid. DeSoto Square was purchased by DeSoto Owners LLC back in 2017. The filing allows the owners to work on paying on the loan. Yeah, man, go ahead and pay for your loan, buddy. Okay, and just like I told you guys that are not paying your landlord, you better. October 1st, it's over. The eviction, unless they extend it again, of course. The mall has financially struggled over the last few years after losing anchor stores like Macy's, Sears, and JCPenney. Said, you know what? We're opting out.
Whatever.
Uh-huh. So, wanted to get that news here. Don't tell you that your boy Roy doesn't put you in the news. That's the whole purpose of it. If you're just joining us, your boy Roy, SRQ Talk. We appreciate you joining us in Season 2, Episode 4. Gave you the COVID-19 numbers. We told you how Bradenton is horrible still with the numbers. But we have no time to brag about the numbers. We're going to go on here. Timeline, Breonna Taylor. Yeah, let's see what Breonna in her little timeline has here. And I was trying to get the story other than from like CNN or any of these fake news that have an agenda. You know what I mean? So I got my news. Let me see. ABC, they're direct Disney also. I mean, so inside the investigation of Breonna Taylor's killer and its aftermath. It's been more than 6 months since Breonna Taylor was gunned down in a hail of bullets by Louisville, Kentucky police officers who were executing a no-knock warrant. At least three different law enforcement agencies in the state launched parallel investigations into Taylor's death. As the weeks have passed by, the demands for answers have joined the calls for justice for the dozens of other African-American men and women killed at the hands of police. What about the Mexicans? And then on March 12th, Louisville Metro Police Department Detective Joshua Haynes files a request for a no-knock search warrant on Breonna Taylor's home after investigating the activities of Jamarcus Glover, who was known for the police for a drug trafficking, according to the warrants. Glover is Taylor's ex-boyfriend, who, according to police, was using her address, because he's a scumbag, address to mail drugs through the post office. Yeah, a woman that's a student, a nurse, and she's tied up with this direct. Police say that in the arrest warrant request that they verified with postal inspectors that Glover was receiving packages at Taylor's address, putting this young lady in harm's way. That's what they don't tell you. And that's why you got your boy Roy here with non-fake news, okay? But let's go on here. Plainclothes Louisville Metro Police Department officers Miles Cosgrove and Grave Hankerson and Sergeant Jonathan Mattingly use a battering ram to force open the green door with a gold number 4 hanging on it, at which point police say they are met with the gunshots that strikes Mattingly in the thigh. The three officers blindly return fire with more than 25 bullets, some entering other apartments, including one with a 5-year-old child. How irresponsible. Walker, a licensed gun owner with no criminal record, calls 911 tearfully pleading for help as he thinks his home is invasion in progress. Of course, he thinks that these are other drug dealers coming to jack his ass up because he got the delivery. Somebody kicked in the door, shot my girlfriend, says Walker to the 911 dispatcher. Taylor, 26, is fatally struck by at least 8 bullets. Walker surrenders and is taken into custody on charges of attempted murder of a police officer. Congrove, Hankelson, Mattingly are placed on administrative releasement until the Louisville Metro Police Department's Public Integrity Unit completes its investigations. Police find no drugs inside of Taylor's apartment. March 20th, Taylor's family and friends travel a few miles away to Spring Valley Funeral Home to New Albany, Indiana for the last 2 weeks. Taylor, born in Grand Rapids, Michigan, where she was raised by her mother, is remembered as full of life and all had to offer. According to her obituary, she had left home to attend the University of Kentucky before going to become a licensed EMT for the city of Louisville, where she worked on the front lines during the early stages of the coronavirus pandemic. Funeral services are held the following day at the Greatest Friendship Baptist Church in Louisville. March 26, Louisville Judge Alou Stevens agrees to release Walker from jail and into a home confinement in order to keep the jail population low as the preventive measure against the spread of the coronavirus. So he gets out of jail because of the COVID-19. Louisville Police Union President Ryan Nicolai says that the judge's decision to release Walker is a slap in the face to everybody wearing a badge and has engaged to the public. Get over it. Okay. Attorneys say Aguilar and Lonina Baker file a wrongful death lawsuit in Jefferson District Court against officers Congreve and Hankerson and Sergeant Mattingly on behalf of Breonna Taylor's mother, Tamika Palmer. The plaintiff, this is a quote, the plaintiff brings the personal injury and wrongful death action in order to obtain damages resulting from the defendant's unlawful conduct, which directly and approximately caused the death of a young man, of a young, beautiful human being who is also an essential frontline medical professional in the community, according to the lawsuit. May 15th, Louisville Postal Inspector Tony Goodwin says that the office was not a part of the inspection and possible drug trafficking activity and packages delivered to Breonna's address. Civil rights attorney Ben Crum says that the direct contradicts what the police started in the affidavit to secure a no-lock warrant for the home. The revelations validates what we already knew. This young woman was brutally and unjustifiably killed by Louisville police, who supplied false information on the warrant they used to enter her home unannounced. Gooden further states that no package of interest were going there, says Crump. May 22nd, Commonwealth attorney Tom Wine announces that the charges against Kenneth Walker have been temporarily dismissed as the FBI Department of Justice and Kentucky Attorney General opened their own investigation into the Taylor's death. While dismissing the charges is the right thing to do, it comes more than 2 months after Breonna was killed and Kenneth was arrested. Louisville police spent these months defending their actions and smearing Kenneth and Breonna's good names. This is just another step to the Louisville Metro Police Department taking full responsibility for its actions. That was all a quote from Crump. On June 5th, let me check the time here because we don't want to get locked down here. I told you this was a long man, and we're not going to be able to finish it. So we're going to go ahead and dedicate the last part of this story to our 30-minute show, which is an all sports show, but I'm gonna be able to fit it in because I'm gonna give this story. I'm gonna at least bring us up to date on what's going on because just like me, I know a lot of my audience is probably ignorant or at least not in the know. on what the timeline was on this Breonna Taylor. I'm sure people don't even know what's going on. So I do thank you for tuning in to your boy Roy here, SRQ Talk Show. We are going to take it to the second half, and we'll go ahead and finish the Breonna Taylor timeline. So where are we leaving it? We are leaving it on June 5th. We'll be back with the Breonna Taylor story. Hang on with me and join me for the second half. It's your boy Roy, SRQ Talk. Okay, and thank you for sticking with me here. It's your boy Roy, SRQ Talk, doing the second half of the show. That's at least what we call it here. It's season 2, episode 4, September 24th, 2020, Little Friday. You know it as Thursday on your calendar there. I'm glad you came back, because we do definitely want to finish up the story here on Breonna Taylor. And we're going over the timeline of the case here, considering that earlier today, three of the officers are not going to be charged with anything. And that's really pissing people off. And there has been already some protests, some violent ones. There's been some death already because of it. Just people are pissed off, and it just adds to the whole theory of racial injustice in this country. So we're not a proponent of that, and we know there's a bunch of direct, like CNN, all of it. It's going to be on the news all day today, okay? And I'm just going to touch base with it because I want to get my audience in the know on it, educate them on the timeline date by date. And so on our first segment of the SRQ Talk Show, which we only have an hour show here Monday through Friday, and on the first show we took pretty much the big segment. I mean, we went through local news first because that's what how we roll here on the SRQ Talk Show. We bring Sarasota, Manatee, and Florida statewide news to the front of the line at all costs. But this is pretty much an international even story with Breonna Taylor. I know it's definitely a national story here. So people are up in arms about it. So I'm just going to give you a different side of it as far as just factual, non-fake news here, because this is new, fresh, local, and worldwide with your boy Roy here, and we have no agenda here. We are not pressed down by the thumb of the corporate with some agenda, some axe to grind here. No, this is as real as you're gonna get. It's not your direct radio, I told you, or your little scripted crap, okay, that you're used to, okay? This is right in your face podcast, and if you don't like it, go join the other 100,000 freaking podcasts out there, okay? Not to be rude or anything. This show, since it's usually our SRQ Sports Show edition, and guess what, eh? We went 1-1 yesterday. 1-1, 500 record. We gave you the over, and I told you to run to the window on the hockey team, which, hey, Tampa Bay Lightning. Hey, big day for Tampa sports yesterday. Okay, not only did the Tampa Bay Rays clinch the a spot in the American League playoffs in the shortened season here, COVID-19 influenced, but your Tampa Bay Lightning, yeah, they won. They won 5-2, and I told you it was going to go over 5. Lightning got it all by themselves for you. And then two little biscuits in the basket there by the Dallas Stars. But that series is far from over yet. I wouldn't be cashing in my ticket yet or counting your chips on the table or anything there, Lightning. That Dallas Star team is a talented team. They're not just going to lay down for you. They lost yesterday. The Lightning handed their ass to the Stars yesterday, 5-2. My point is, we're 1-1. We're 25-15 now. That puts us right around 63%, enough to get a little statue made outside of the Bellagio in Las Vegas, or even here locally. Go up to Tampa, just carve out a statue of your boy Roy there, because 63%, unheard of, man. Your block doesn't have 63%. Just ask for the people in my Bayview, New Jersey people. They ain't got a guy that's 63%. That's why Jersey's off the chain on the numbers and living in and tuned into your boy Roy here. Second part of the show, it's a sports show, so it is sponsored to you by WagerLock.com. I've been telling you, one of the easiest websites ever. They don't play games. They're a sports consulting company. Their little thing is that you invest slowly and build your wealth instead of being a degenerate gambler and going with 16 teasers and parlays and teasers and all that crap that you guys like to play, okay? This is one play. They're going to charge you $19.99. So if you bet $100, they're going to guarantee the pick, or they're not going to charge you $19.99. So if you need a lock of the day, and I know all you gamblers need to either what you want to bury your bookie or you want to get out of 6 feet under, do yourself a favor, wagerlock.com. Pay the $19.99, and if you lose, they're not going to charge you. But if they give you a winner, hey, that sounds like 80% profit to me, man, if you put down a C note. All right, so visit our friends at wagerlock.com, and we appreciate them sponsoring the second half of the SRQ talk show here with your boy Roy. We're going to continue. We left off doing the Breonna Taylor investigation and her timeline as far. And then we already kind of told you her attorney is accusing the police of falsifying information in order to get the warrant that triggered all this. They got a no-knock warrant from the judge only because they were saying that there was packages of drugs and all that, that her scumbag ex-boyfriend that got her into all this, that's the real story, was using her address to ship some drugs in there via the U.S. Postal Service. However, after investigating and interviewing the U.S. Postal Service, they said, that's crap. First time we hear of anything like that. Cops didn't come here to verify anything. So that's what her attorney is saying, that they're falsifying evidence that they were illegally there at the house anyway. So we left on June 5th. It started all the way in the beginning of March here. Okay, but you're going to have to go to SRQ Talk Show. We have a whole archives of our show. We're in season 2, episode 4, but our season 1 was filled with 37 episodes. Our numbers are off the chain. We have no time to brag about them, but if you're having trouble finding the show, Anchor Podcast, Breaker Radio, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, SoundCloud, CastBox, anywhere, any search engine, SRQ Talk Show, and your boy Roy is going to dominate that page. You want to interact with the show like we like to encourage, hit me up on an email, drop me an email, srqtalk@gmail.com. You want to leave us a voicemail instead, go to our website, www.srqtalk.com. Hit the message button. They'll give you 60 seconds to tell us if you hate us or you love us. Either which way, if it's good, I'm going to play you on the air and make you what we call you SRQ Talk Famous. Thank you for tuning in. June 5th, in honor of what would have been Taylor's 26th birthday, okay, writer Kate Young launches an online campaign as a call to action in support of Taylor. Okay, among other steps, the 9-part plan encourages supporters to use the hashtag say her name and hashtag birthday for Breonna on social media to send birthday cards to Kentucky Governor Daniel Cameron, demanding charges to be filed against the officers. On June 11th, the Louisville, Kentucky Metro Council unanimously passes Breonna's law. Okay. And the new law outlaws no-knock warrants and requires body cameras be turned on and before and after every search. And SRQ Talk Show, I just want to put it on the record, we're in support of that. Okay, we're definitely in support of requiring body cameras to be turned on before and after every search. What are you trying to hide, man? Turn on the camera, man. Okay, June 23rd, the Louisville Metro Police Department fires Hankerson. The Department of Internal Investigation finds that Hankerson violated procedure when he fired 10 rounds. Are you kidding me? 10 rounds into Taylor's apartment while executing the warrant. How irresponsible and disgusting. No wonder you got fired, man. Come on, Hankerson. The city of Louisville announces it has reached the record $12 million settlement with the family of Taylor. Okay, that they don't report. You got $12 million? No dollars worth of life, okay? The settlement in the family's wrongful death lawsuit includes a major police reform package to prevent a tragedy like this Let me back up. Damn it. The settlement in the family's wrongful death lawsuit includes a major police reform package to prevent a tragedy like this from ever happening again. Mayor Fisher says, okay, of Louisville. The Kentucky grand jury, this is September 23rd, yesterday, the Kentucky grand jury indicts Hankerson on 3 counts of wanton engagement. The charge against Hankerson stems from the bullets that penetrated a wall of the residence that entered a neighborhood's apartment, according to the attorney general. Neither he nor the other 2 officers involved in the fatal encounter are charged in her death. The investigation finds that Mattingly and Cosgrove were justified in their use of force after having been fired upon by Kenneth Walker, Cameron says. And that's the thing right there, okay? It's this, to me, it's this Kenneth Walker put his ex-girlfriend, first of all, using her address. It's not confirmed yet, but I'm sure drugs were being mailed there, packages being sent there full of drugs, supposedly. But you never know what to believe anymore. You know, these Kentucky damn fucking cops are probably, you know, and that's the problem that people have. They think they're covering their ass. And guess what, man? Kentucky, come on, man. All right. Let's not go there, okay? We ain't got enough time here on Roy's 30-minute segment of his sports show. But I just wanted to bring you up to date because we ran a little late on the first hour there. Wanted to complete the timeline there. And I brought you all the way to September 23rd, which was this decision, and that's what everybody's all pissed off. So I hope that educates everybody. I mean, I went as far as the beginning of all this direct happened, okay? But what I want answers on, I want also answers on the 5-year-old little boy that got killed outside of his lawn by somebody that also was released with a big, long rap sheet, okay? Well, I want that story also, okay? Because I brought you the timeline inside of the investigation of Breonna Taylor's killing and the aftermath. And it all started back in March, March 10th, March 11th, right around there, okay? And I brought you all the way up to December 23rd. So you must be in the know now, and that's what the goal here on the SRT Talk Show with your boy Roy is. And so we went 1-1 yesterday, 25-15, still max status on the picks there. And let's try to get it. Let's check up on the time. And, of course, we're halfway through this segment already because your time flies with your boy Roy here. So get it. If you need a lock and you don't want to go by your boy Roy here, that my picks are free, go to wagerlock.com. Hit them up. They're going to charge you $19.99 if what they give you comes true. So the Heat on fire, baby. Even though your boy Roy here is boycotting the NBA, Roy gets updates, Roy gets scores, and the Heat, man, are on fire, man. Their backcourt's off the chain. Butler's off the chain. My God, that team is really good. They really are. They are killing it there. Today we got the Lakers and LeBron against the Nuggets, and we know what we gave you the Nuggets at 6.5. Their line today, it's the Lakers are 6, and again 214.5 on the over under, and that's the way it's been, you know, for a little while. That's basically been the line. But the Heat yesterday 112-100, baby, over those damn Celtics, man. There you go, Heat. Even though I'm boycotting, man. And some of the box scores here for the Heat are just off the chain, man. The Heat are very doing well, man. Ben Adebayo, max status, man. That guy's off the chain, bro. 12 boards, okay. He even had 2 steals there. He scored 20. And of course, Jimmy Butler led the Heat. He didn't lead the Heat, but he's one of the starting 5 that led with 24 points. He had 3 assists, 9 boards. No three-pointers, but guess what? He was 8 for 8 from the field, man. Crowder played 30 minutes. He contributed only 3 points. Dragic boy, that's our boy, man. 22 points. How many assists did he have? He only had 3 assists there. And then Robinson, of course, that's our 3-point specialist there. How many threes did he hit? He didn't really do well on threes. He actually didn't attempt one. It was Dragic there with 3. And then Harrow. Harrow is the boy, man. 35 minutes, 37 points, 3 assists, 6 rebounds, 5. You called it 5 3-pointers there. So they beat the Boston there 112-109 there, taking a 3-1 massive lead off of that talented Boston Celtic team, man. I'm telling you. So we're not going to do a lot because we are boycotting the game. But let me see. I'm not even going to touch that Laker game at 214.5. If anything, I'd probably go over there if you really needed something, though. So let's go to the NHL. Is taking a day off after the Lightning. Lightning came through. Took a 2-1 lead in the Stanley Cup there, beating the Dallas Stars there, where my numbers are huge in Houston, Austin, and Dallas. And that's why I was rooting for the Stars. But the lock of the day was over 5-5-2, your boy. That's why we came out 1-1. The one that we lost was the game of San Diego, where I told you Tatis' son, and they're stacked up, and the Padres on my new team, and this and this and that. They amped it up too. The game was 4-2 right in the second inning. We had them at over 8.5, but the game ended 5-2, and we couldn't do anything about that. So we took a loss there, and we're big boys, and we just put on our big boy pants and move on. We get an update on the show. We got about 15 minutes. Let's give you a couple of locks of the day, baby. I know that's what you're waiting for. Now, let's see here. Let's go in today's games in baseball, which is Little Friday here, September 24th. And we're broadcasting a little bit later. It's 4 p.m., so we already missed the Cubs-Pirates game. And thank God, because the Pirates are off to a 7-0 lead already. They're in the bottom of the 8th there against the Cubbies today. And then we missed the Rockies-Giants game that went off at like 3:30, so we missed that one. They're 0-0, bottom of the 1st, but the Giants do have 2 men on. So what that leaves us with, the Mets and the Nationals. Now, we're not going to touch that one, even though it's 8.5, and the Nationals are -116 there. So we have the White Sox and the Indians. They're at 7.5. They go off at 6:10. Today, the Indians are favorite 135 against the White Sox. Only 7.5. That must be a 7-inning game or something. And this is the one that we've cashed in on all week. We get the Yankees and the Blue Jays. Yankees and the Blue Jays, they are, let me see, the Yankees are 122 over under 9.5. We should go ahead and do a triple play and go the over. Guess what? That's your lock of the day right there. We're going to juice them for all they got. We've already we already cashed in on 2 overs on Tuesday and Wednesday on them. Guess what? Little Friday's no different, baby. Yankees, Blue Jays over 9.5. Run to the window. And then we have the Marlins and the Braves. Braves a huge favorite at 176. 8.5 is the over-under, but you can never trust the Marlins and the Braves. Even though this is a big over number, if anything, we'd go over the 8.5 here in the Marlins-Braves game. Okay, but we're going to do it. The lock, Yankees, Blue Jays over 9.5. Let me see. We don't have any hockey. Oh, and guess who plays today, baby? That's right. You heard it here. My Miami Dolphins battle of Florida against the Jacksonville Jaguars. We're going to go straight to that one. Let's see what we have here. The Dolphins starting 0-2, man. I'm telling you, if we don't win today, guess who's coming in? Tua. Give him the job already. Fitzy, grab the clipboard. Teach them something other than the interceptions you've been throwing. Guess what? The Jaguars are -348.5. That 48.5 seems a little high, honestly. Seems a lot high, but I hear fireworks happening. And guess what? I can't touch it, but I'd go Dolphins all day. I'd grab the field goal there. I think the Dolphins get off the schneid today. They finally get their first win against the Jaguars. Let's see how that goes. One game that we, let me see. Nope, that's the only one. Thursday night special there. Battle of Florida, Miami Dolphins against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Jaguars are favorite 3. over 48.5, man. That's the over under 48.5 seems a little high. It started at 44, went to 48.5, peaked at 49, now dropped a little bit to 48.5. That seems like a lot of points to me. I actually would go under in that game, but the Dolphins have Fitzy, and he puts up a lot of points, and the Dolphins defense gives up a hell of a lot of points. So we got Jaguars and the Dolphins. I take, I'm not allowed to bet on this game because it's my favorite team that goes against our law. I'd go Fins all day. I'd grab that field goal. So let's give you, that's going to be our two locks done. Then we're going to go over in the, Yankees Blue Jays game over 9.5. That's the lock of the day there. And just because we're not touching the Laker game, we're not touching the Dolphin game because we can't, because we're fans. Lock of the day, Marlins Braves over 8.5. Run to your window there. We got Lopez. He gives up a ton of runs. And the last time these two met, the Braves, they put up 29 on the Marlins. Yeah, you heard me. 29, okay? That's gross if anything's happened. But there you go, guys. We went over the plenty of news here in the top of the hour. We gave you how the Captain Faulkner survived that Hurricane Sally. We gave you your little COVID-19 numbers with 177 deaths. That's a little scary, but 2,618 new cases of the corona in the state of Florida. That's never good news. It is, the positivity rate is under 5%, and that's what they like to hear there. We gave you the timeline all the way from March 11th all the way till September 23rd. Sorry to hear that the police officers, but according to Supreme Court and everybody else, guess what? They got fired on first. So guess what? They're going to justify that. You're going to get nothing. They should have never shoot at a police officer because they are trained to shoot to kill. So, and that's exactly what happened. Not that anybody wanted to wish that upon anybody else, but it is what it is, man. We move on, and we tried to give you the timeline there just so my audience is in the know. We have a large one, 52% in Florida, which consists the majority of Fort Myers, Northport, Sarasota, Palmetto, and then we have dribbles like Lakeland, Orlando. Fort Lauderdale's pretty big. Miami's pretty big there. They shot up. We appreciate that getting going. But we're going to wrap it up here for a little Friday. Stay tuned for tomorrow's All Football Friday. We're going to talk into fantasy football. We're going to give you some picks for over the weekend while we're away on the radio show. So definitely thank you for locking it in. I'd like to thank the Frog Hop for sponsoring the first part of the show. If you're stuck out there in Siesta Key, get a free ride and just tip the driver. Call 844-376. And let me see. They have, it's 844-376-4467. That's Siesta Key Frog Hop. They have their Fawn Open Air Trolleys. It's the way, the great safe way to social distance and everything. They have enclosed buses too. If you need rides to the airport, just give them a call there, 844-376-4467, or go to their Facebook page, facebook.com/SiestaKeyFrogHop, and our wagerlock.com. That's our second sponsor of the show. It's usually a sports oriented show where we give you our locks. We're 25-14. That's about 63%. We're Mac Daddy. Today we gave you the over at 9.5 in the Blue Jays Yankee game. We're going to try to triple dip on that one, man. That would be great if we get a hat trick on those three wins this week. And we gave you a little bit of extra baseball game because we're not touching the Dolphin game. And we're not touching the Laker game. So we're going to go over 8.5 Marlins, Atlanta. Okay, then we're going to wrap it up. Just like Jim Morrison says, it's the end. And just like I said, there is no more. I only ask you to be nice to someone also. So we're going to wrap it up. Little Friday, better known as Thursday, there is no more. I definitely encourage you to go ahead and send me an email telling me what you think on the show. You want to weigh in on any of the Breonna Taylor stuff, srqtalk@gmail.com. You want to leave us a voicemail at our website at www.srqtalk.com. srqtalk.com. Just hit the message button. It'll give you a 60-second play there. And Twitter handle, Twitter at SRQ Talk Show, if you want to go ahead and follow us there. That's it. There is no more. We will catch you on today's All Friday Football Show. All I ask you to do is be nice to someone. And now I'm going to go to the beach. So get off my show.
Oh, thank you.